In December of 1941, Orson Welles had just finished shooting a movie titled The Magnificent Ambersons, the second of two films he had been contracted to produce for RKO Studios. The contract at that time was considered one of the most lucrative deals in Hollywood history, where a debut director was given complete creative control for two projects. Welles's first film, Citizen Kane, a story about the rise and fall of an American newspaper tycoon, is considered by many critics to be the greatest movie of all time. As Welles began the editing process for The Magnificent Ambersons, he received a telegram from the U.S. government. With Welles away, RKO Studios took control of production and changed the ending. This would be one of the last times Orson Welles directed a Hollywood picture.